Sarah's Bookshelves Live. I'm Sarah of the blog Sarah's Bookshelves. Each week, I'm talking with one bookish guest about two old books they love, two new books they love, one book they don't love, and one new release they're excited about. We're going to get real and sometimes a bit snarky about all things books. If you like the show, I'd really love your support. Spread the word to your reader friends, subscribe to the show, rate and review it wherever you listen to podcasts, or get bonus podcast episodes by supporting the podcast on Patreon. There's a link in the show notes and in my Instagram bio to my Patreon page. Let's get rolling. Hey, everyone. It's been a hot minute since I talked to y'all, so I'm happy to be back, kind of. I'm back today to give you an update on some changes you'll be seeing in the podcast moving forward. And I wanted to go ahead and do that before the first real episode airs on August 19th. And that episode is featuring Catherine Adele West, who is the author of Saving Ruby King, one of my favorite novels I've read this year. And again, that will be airing on Wednesday, August 19th. So today, I just wanted to check in with you all about some of the high-level results from the survey that many of you took way back in February. I know that's such a long time ago and the world looked really different then, but I hope these results still apply somewhat, at least. And I will be doing a new survey in, I don't know, probably 6 months to a year, I would say. So I spent some time during my break analyzing the survey results, and I used that information to try to figure out how the podcast will look moving forward. And another reason that I needed to reevaluate is that, like many other parents during this time, my kids will be doing the first 9 weeks of school virtually at home in my house, which is also my office. And I need to make sure that whatever commitment I make to the podcast, I can manage in much smaller time windows than I am used to. So I think I've got a plan set up and we'll see how it goes. And certainly we can adjust moving forward. So before we get into the changes, I do want to share just some very high level things that I learned from the survey. And these things drove the changes that I'll be making. So I asked three simple questions about the podcast in the survey. I asked what you'd like to see more of, what you'd like to see less of, and what you would like to not see change at all. So first I'll tackle the see more of, and I'm just sharing the top five responses to that question. Obviously, there's a long list of responses, but the top five in rank order are number one, more author interviews. Number two, more talk about backlist books. More of my own personal book recommendations. And on that topic, I share my own personal book recommendations every month for my patrons. And I do that in the same format as the show. I share, it's a short episode, probably 30 minutes or so of just me by myself. And I share two old books I love, two new books I love, one book I didn't love, and one upcoming release that I'm excited about. And I do that every month for my patrons. But I am going to find a way to work some more of my own book recommendations into the big show as well. And I'll tell you about that in a minute. And the third second place item is you would like to hear from more regular readers. And I am assuming that that means people that do not have Bookstagram accounts. So I'm also going to try to work that into the show moving forward. Number three is more publishing industry guests. And I would like to do this as well. There are a couple areas of the industry that I have in mind right now. And I just need to find the right guest to agree to come speak on those things. And number four, increased variety in guests. Totally hear you working on that as well from a variety of different perspectives. And one of those perspectives being racial. And number five, you would like to see more preview episodes and more special episodes. And the special episodes, meaning like what I did with Susie from Novel Visits for the Summer Reading Guide, where we talked about some of our favorite summer books that missed our summer reading guides and some books set in great travel destinations, things like that. All right, the things you would like to see less of. Number one is the Rate It game. Number two, author interviews. Interesting that author interviews came up in both lists, but The number of you who would like to see more author interviews was overwhelmingly more than the number of you that would like to see less author interviews. Number three, bookstagrammers. And that jives with what we heard in the what we would like to see more of category. Number four, well-known books. So I'm taking that to mean y'all want to hear about stuff that's not plastered all over Instagram, or at least hear more about stuff that's not plastered all over Instagram. And I will try my very best. That's a hard thing to do, but I will keep trying to get those in. And number five, less upcoming releases. And only three people actually said that. So, and we don't talk a ton about upcoming releases in regular episodes, except for the one that each guest shares. So I will obviously not increase that moving forward. All right, last category, things you do not want to change. Number one, and this was an overwhelming number one, was the structure of the book recommendations segment of the podcast. And that will be staying the same. Number two, the overall format of the podcast. That will be changing slightly, which I'll get to in a minute, but I think it'll still feel very familiar to everybody. Number three, preview episodes. Nothing changing there. And number four, don't change anything. And number five, don't change the rated game. So a couple of my main takeaways from all this and kind of how I'm distilling this down. First of all, I should not touch the book recommendation segment of the show, and I'm not going to. So don't worry. Second of all, y'all have mixed feelings about the rated game, which I totally understand. I actually have mixed feelings about it too. And that is part of one of the changes that I will share coming up. Number three, y'all would like to see more publishing industry guests and a bigger variety of guests, which I am keeping in mind as I'm thinking about which guests to book. And I hope you will see positive change in that respect as we pick back up in August. And please let me know your thoughts and keep your feedback coming, because obviously this is not the end of feedback. I can take it however you want to give it to me and whenever you want to give it to me. And if you have specific guest requests, let me know. I can't always honor every request that I get. Sometimes people are either too big to come on my show, or I just can't book them, or, you know, there's other stuff at play too. But I do want to know who you would like to see, and I will try to make that happen wherever possible. And number four, y'all love the preview episodes and the special episodes, and you would like to see even more. So that is part of the changes that I'm going to be announcing in a minute. Okay. Upcoming changes. The first one, and this is the big one, is that I will be starting the episode with Catherine Adele West in August. I will be eliminating the rated game from the show. And there's a couple reasons for this. Number one, you had mixed feelings about it. And I kind of confirmed those feelings after I read the survey results. I took a poll on Facebook with my patrons, and my patrons were overwhelmingly either fine with me getting rid of the rated game or kind of indifferent to it. And then I also sent out a poll on my Instagram stories, and the results from that were that 82% of you said you would not be devastated to see the rated game go away. And I did hear from some of you in my DMs that feel differently, but I think I have to do this for another reason, which I'll share in just a minute. And I think I just have to go ahead and do this. So the second reason I need to get rid of the rated game is because this is a behind the scenes, and I'll share it anyway. I don't know, if you may not be interested in it, but my editor will edit 60 minutes of raw footage, and my episodes were regularly going well into like an hour and 20, an hour and 30 minutes. And I would have to spend time cutting and deciding what 20 to 30 minutes of audio I was going to cut before I even send it to my editor. That was taking a lot of time that I just will not have this fall. So I need my raw recording of my episode to be 60 minutes or less. And I think the easiest way to get that done is to knock out an entire segment of the show that it seems that people don't feel incredibly strongly about. And also, I was finding myself sometimes having trouble coming up with good rated questions. Sometimes they flowed super easily, and sometimes they didn't. And also, sometimes the tone of that game felt a little off for specific guests. And one that I'm thinking of was Garrett Graff, the author of The Only Plane in the Sky. It just felt irreverent to the topic we are talking about. So instead of the rated game, I will be trying this out, and I would love to hear your feedback as we get going, and let me know if you like it, you don't like it. because I'm obviously open to changing moving forward. But for now, I will be replacing the Rate It game with one final question that I ask every guest. Every guest will get asked the same question, and that is, tell me the last five-star book you read. So that is sort of how we'll end each episode moving forward until I kind of hear some feedback on that, positive or negative, and we'll see how it goes. All right, so that was change number one. Change number two is I am going to be doing quarterly special episodes with a recurring guest host, and that is in addition to the quarterly book preview episodes. And I'm going to make sure that these special episodes focus more heavily on backlist books. So I'm kind of knocking out two birds with one stone with this. And an example, as I mentioned earlier, of the special episode is the one about the summer reading guide that Susie from Novel Visits and I did back in May. And we already have an idea for the first special episode this fall, and it will be later on this fall. And Catherine from the preview episodes will be joining me to do it. And this was actually her idea. We will be doing an episode featuring the best backlist books we've read this year and our top backlist books on our TBR list. Third change is, this one may not go over so well with y'all, but I'm so sorry, and I don't know how to do it any other way for now. So I will be starting out new episodes in August on a bi-weekly schedule, and every episode will be a full-length episode. So it was essentially what I was supposed to be doing this summer. And the reason for that is, as I mentioned earlier, my kids are going to be 100% virtual learning in the fall, at least for the first 9 weeks of school. And I do have somebody that's going to be coming to help me with that, but I just need to get a feel for how much time I really do have, even with this person here to help me. So I don't want to overcommit out of the gates and have to pull back. So I would rather commit to something I know I can deliver, and I know I can deliver with a high level of quality, and then add in mini episodes as I get a sense for my time, if I do have that time available. And I'm kicking around, I haven't fully decided on this yet, but I'm kicking around basically doing a mini episode by request. One of the benefits of being a patron of the podcast is you get bumped to the top of the list to be a guest on a mini episode. So what I'm thinking of doing is, if I get requests from patrons who would like to be on a mini episode, throwing a mini episode in randomly whenever that happens. And I do have a couple in the pipeline right now that were left over from prior to the summer. Final change is a little bit more fluid, but I will be looking to target more regular readers. And the way that makes the most sense to do that is through the mini episodes. So y'all, I'm putting out a call for when the mini episodes return. If you are a listener and do not have a Bookstagram account and don't live in this little Bookstagram world we have, but you still love to read and you still listen to the podcast, please apply to be on the show, and you will probably get bumped ahead of other people that have Bookstagram accounts that are already on the list. I will put a link in the notes for this episode, which you can find in your podcast platform player, that will link to the application to apply on the show. And you can also go to my website, sarahsbookshelves.com, and go to podcast on the menu. And one of the categories is guest application. There's also a link in my Instagram bio too. I'm not going to eliminate having Bookstagrammers on entirely. And that's because many of you did tell me that when you hear a Bookstagrammer on a mini episode that you discover has very similar reading taste to you, that you actually like to be able to go follow them on Instagram. So I'm certainly not going to be eliminating them entirely, but I am going to try to make it a better balanced mix of both. So that's it. Those are the changes for now. And please, as I mentioned, let me know your thoughts on these as they get underway and as you've had a chance to sit with them a bit. And thank you all so much for your continued feedback and for completing the survey back in February, if you were one of the ones that did that. And make sure to tune in on Wednesday, August 19th, when Catherine Adele West and I talk about Saving Ruby King. Talk to you then.